Welcome, everybody, into the Investing in Real Estate Show. I'm Clayton Morris. This is a show where we help you become a more intelligent financial investor, a real estate investor, and just smarter with your money all around. And so today we've got three really interesting real estate and finance related questions from our audience. You can always leave me a voicemail message and I will attempt to answer them here live on the show by going to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. That is our website. Try to leave them like 30 seconds or less if you can. That way we don't drag on and on and on. So thank you so much. Okay, we've got a series of questions. Our first one today comes from Marie, and I always want to couch this by explaining I do not listen to these ahead of time. So if I need a second or two to process it, forgive me, but I do not listen to these ahead of time. I want these to be fresh answers for you. Okay, Marie, with your first question.
Hi, Clayton. My question is, I am 56. I have a home that is paid off that I receive $1,850 a month in rent. And I am trying to figure out if I should sell the home so I can make other investments to help for my retirement, or if I should refinance or take out a home equity loan on this home to get some more money, some more capital to put down on other properties. Please let me know what you think. The home is worth about $400,000 if I sold it.
All right. You get $400,000 cash basically because it's paid off. Okay. Thank you for your question, Marie. I think we're solving for the wrong problem here. I think what we don't know is what is your freedom number? And we have a free cheat sheet that I encourage you to go and download, Marie. And all of you listening, it's free. Just go to morrisinvest.com/freedom. It's 3 pages. And it'll help you figure out your freedom number. Like, what do you need to live off of? Like, what are your expenses? And we walk you through how to figure that out, and therefore how many rental properties it will take you to reach that goal. So I would download that cheat sheet and figure that out. So I think we need to figure out, first of all, what is your freedom number? Because if it's $1,800, then guess what? You've hit your goal. So I want to understand that first. And then the other thing I want to look at is, okay, it's paid off. You're making $1,800. What else do you have to work with? Do you have any other income coming in? Do you have any other savings set aside? Yes, we could tap the equity of this property and pull equity out and buy some other, full service, ready to go rental properties that are new construction that are cash flowing, and add that to your portfolio to help you reach your freedom number. But again, we don't know. I don't have the answer because I don't know what your circumstance is. So, I would encourage all of you, if you're going to leave me a voicemail message, download our cheat sheet first beforehand and, come on here and say, hey, Clayton, my freedom number is, $6,000. It's $5,000 a month for me to live financially free. So Marie, I'm going kind of shooting blind here. Maybe your freedom number is 1800. Like, that covers your groceries, your utility bills, and for you to live. Are you paying a mortgage where you're currently living? Or are you paying rent where you're currently living? So I want you to be financially free. And if we can do that by taking this property that's overpriced and doing a 1031 exchange and selling off this property and then buying 5 rental properties in its place, that might be the answer. Because it sounds like you're sitting on quite a nice little chunk of change with a $400,000 rental property that's paid off. We might want to reposition that asset. Now, we work with clients all the time that want to do a 1031 exchange. They have really pricey properties that aren't returning the ROI, and they want to then take those expensive properties and roll them into multiple rental properties that make sense from an ROI perspective. So again, go through the Freedom Cheat Sheet. I'd love a follow-up phone call. Go through that number, tell me some of these things that I'm asking and give us a call back and I'll see if I can help you. But that's where I would start. I want you to be financially free. So there's a lot of moving pieces on this chessboard that we can move around in order to make that happen. I hope you find that helpful. At least I give you a starting point to do a little bit more research on your side. All right. Our next question comes to us from Lisa. Take it away.
Good morning, Clayton. This is Lisa. I already have a property with you and your group. I have a self-directed IRA with a non-recourse loan. My question is, does your group offer non-recourse loans outside of a self-directed IRA?
That's a great question. our banks that we work with are always sort of changing what their programs look like. If you worked with us at Morris Invest to get a rental property with a non-recourse loan, fantastic. That means that the loan is not on you personally, Lisa. It's on the asset itself. And it enables people that might not have as great a credit score or international investors who don't have an American presence to be able to acquire rental properties. It also, not even if you have a credit issue, it allows you to go beyond that 10 property limit set forth by the federal government. So there's a whole host of reasons. Plus, we have a whole video series here on non-recourse financing. So check it out in the card. Never get the right side. Check it out in the card here about non-recourse financing. But I would encourage you just to pick up the phone with your representative from our company and talk to them about their programs, because very often, you know, you're buying it inside of an IRA with an LLC. So you're setting up an entity as an LLC and you're buying it inside of a retirement account. We work with a lot of international investors for non-recourse financing that do not have a self-directed account in the United States. And so they're able to acquire properties outside of a self-directed IRA. So I don't want to say something here over the phone or over this call that doesn't fit you or is not in line with our current programs and what the banks are willing to do. But just book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We'll walk you through it and see what's available and what you're working with, because it might not make sense to do it outside of the self-directed IRA from a tax perspective. So that's why our team is excellent at this. They're going to look at your individualized situation and make a determination of it from there. We might not want to have it outside of that IRA for tax reasons. So there's a couple of things we want to look at. So I don't want to just point you in one direction and then say, Clayton told me to do this. Book a call with our team and we'll look at exactly what numbers you're working with and with the bank and the non-recourse loan program and if it makes sense. So I hope you find that helpful. Sorry, I don't have a direct answer, but that's what I would encourage you to do. I don't want to lead you astray on that. And anyone else who wants to set up a self-directed IRA or is in the process of, you know, maybe think, oh, my credit's not great, but I have capital to work with and I'd like to do this, you can book a call with our team at Morris Invest. We'll have a link below to make that helpful for you. All right. Our next question comes from Samuel.
Hi, Mr. Clayton. My question is, when you originally started out with Tom Crow and Wholesaling Inc., did you do direct mail only? And if you did, how large was your campaign? Like how many mail pieces were you putting out a month? The reason I'm asking is because I've been doing Bannatyne for 2 years and I'm always having to put out about 1,000 in my market, but people have been ripping them off recently and it's becoming more of a hassle than it is to get deals. Thank you.
Yeah, bandit signs are a pain, especially with city ordinances. If those of you aren't familiar what a bandit sign is, a bandit sign, if you're trying to, you know, you'll see them hanging up on telephone poles and things like that. You know, we will buy houses, call us, we'll pay cash, et cetera. And it sounds like Samuel is a wholesaler. So when I started in real estate, yeah, I was wholesaling properties in New Jersey and I would do direct mail at the time, which is sending direct mail pieces out from a small little yellow postcard or handwritten postcard that would show up at people's doors saying, you know, I'm interested in buying rental properties or properties in your area and we're willing to pay cash for your property. Give us a call. And I had a phone line set up and different phone lines for different mail pieces. So I knew which campaign was doing well and which one wasn't, you know, based on different lists. So I knew, you know, what phone number was ringing was because that mail piece would hit. I was doing every week. Was doing consistent mailing. I would say upwards of, you know, 11,000 mail pieces we were doing in any 1 month. And so, yeah, it was pretty pricey. I was spending quite a bit of money to do these campaigns. And so I would say, think about some different opportunities. I don't know what's working in wholesaling right now. Direct mail has always been consistent, but also there are different programs like the Driving for Dollars. We've done an interview and we'll link it up in the show description below. You can go check that video out on driving for vacant properties where you're able to do that virtually. So I would check out Zach's program in the show description. We'll have that linked up for you. So you can go check out that video and walk that through that process. There's also radio advertising that has really been catching on. Inexpensively during this pandemic to do radio advertising, you might find that it's actually a heck of a lot cheaper for you to do a radio campaign. You don't even have to use your own voice if you don't want to. You can go on Fiverr and give the guy a script on Fiverr.com and have that person read a script for you. You know, like, are you interested in selling your house? We are, you know, we will give you a cash offer for your property and follow the script and put it up on the radio in your local market. By the way, do you know who listens to the radio? Yes, older people and perhaps motivated sellers. So it's a great campaign. I've done interviews with a guy who specializes in those two strategies. I'll have links to both of those in the show description below. So, hey, we can take any question here. Finance related, self-directed IRAs, wholesaling. This is a catch-all for real estate investing. I've done it all in this business. So any questions you have, please go to morrisinvest.com/Clayton. Again, morrisinvest.com/Clayton is how you can ask a 30-second question for me right here on the show, and I will attempt to answer it for you, or I will try my best. Now go out there, take action, become a real estate investor. I believe it's the number one way to build wealth. Thanks so much, everyone.